Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jasmine said that her and her family are poor too, so don't worry.
Give me your money.
Kids don't have those growable, like, miscarried little penguins anymore.
We look like the fucking burglars. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
Nasty. And this is Talk Nasty to me.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. You gotta bust out the silence. Ah, na 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 na. I know you gotta stay by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't see no point fighting.
Is mine working?
What did you say?
Is mine working?
Is mine working?
Is mine working?
Is mine working?
We really shouldn't be talking.
Oh. This is gonna be the most loudest mime video that you ever see in your entire life.
I'm pretty sure Liza Koshy has the loudest mime video you've ever seen.
She dressed up as a mime?
Yeah,
You're telling me this right now as we're sitting in the tub?
Oh, the whole team dressed up as mimes. King dressed up as a mime.
No, and you're telling me now?
I thought you knew.
No, I wouldn't have done it.
You were a huge stan of Liza Koshy.
Okay, yeah, but the reason... Okay, for audio listeners, you need to not listen on audio. You need to actually...
You need to go to the YouTube video.
You need to pull over... Or actually, while you are driving, you should pull your phone up right now. Like, while you are driving, actively.
Yeah.
And pull up the YouTube app.
Yeah.
And do not take your eyes off of your phone at all. Like, simply just stare at your phone.
And you'll see us like this.
I promise you it's worth it. It's worth the car accident.
Yeah.
And it's worth getting pulled
over. Your little, you know, Ford Fiesta can take it.
Yeah. It can handle it.
It can handle it.
Come on. I wanted to do this more than anything.
I didn't want to do this.
You literally have been huffing and puffing and sighing, and you're like,
that's because it took you 45 minutes to do this.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, why is that making you upset?
It's not making me upset.
My God. Every single time. Men expect women to be so beautiful and so put together all the time.
And have their makeup on point.
Yeah, have their makeup on point, hair on point, breasts on point, everything fucking point. And then when it takes a while in order for breasts to be on point, you have something to fucking say all the time.
Oh, you're taking too long.
Well, okay, perfection takes time. Rome wasn't built in a day. Listen.
No, it was worth it, though. You look great.
If I was a mime, I would go like this all the time.
What's that supposed to be?
My boobs are so nice. I accidentally bought the wrong size shirts for us because I bought Jake a youth size by accident. I can't feel the circulation in my arm. Like literally.
Really?
It is so fucking tight, Jake.
Oh my God.
I can't feel shit.
You can have this.
No, the blood is like literally like I'm doing that thing. What's it called when you like when you do a tourniquet when someone's like
that's
bleeding
what it
out
would be called a tourniquet.
is that not what it is?
That is what it is.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's called.
I'm tourniqueting right now.
You are.
Jake, do you want to say what you were in your past life?
I'm gonna come out.
This is gonna be
this is a big reveal. I know you're everyone's gonna be shocked. I was a theater kid, and being a theater kid, I was a mime, and I was the president of the mime company at my school. Mime company was just mime club.
That's insane. We didn't fucking have that. We did, however, have a basement.
Okay, yeah, we didn't have that. They got rid of that because they needed space for the mime club.
We had baby club.
That's so beautiful.
We had baby club at school.
Wow. Mommy, baby. What are those classes called?
They considered bringing back the mime club so that the babies could be, like, raised into mime company. And then they said, like, apparently, like, it's not, like, right to, like, force that onto children.
I forgot.
Like, that they don't even get a choice.
You went to school in France. Like,
me?
So, yeah.
Oh, oui. Yeah, you forgot about that?
Oui.
How do you say, baby mime school?
You realize we're gonna get shot after this?
You're gonna get shot after
this?
No,
we are.
I'm not leaving my house.
You know what it means to talk in mime attire? To be speaking in mime attire?
You get shot.
Yeah, it's like the fucking Magicians Guild or whatever, who like can't reveal, you can't reveal other magician secrets.
You get shot for that?
Yeah, you get shot. You get backshotted.
You know what? I don't fear that. I don't fear getting shot by the mind.
You're so brave. You are so, you're the bravest woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, that is what they'll do. And guess what? You're actually going to die because the mime high priestesses, they have that kind of power.
Oh my god. Imagine Brian as a mime.
Oh my god, she would kill.
She would kill as a mime.
As a grime mime.
I can't believe that I convinced Jake to like dress up as like the garden today. Like that's really crazy. This is my...
That's why you want to do a black lip originally.
This is my Grimes. Not my Grimes.
This is kind of like the garden.
This is my garden cosplay.
Who are you?
Fletcher Shears. I'm the sexier one.
Is he sexier? They're twins.
Yeah, but Wyatt Shears had trench foot. And so
I had trench foot. So yeah, that kind of makes sense.
You did?
Yeah, in college. Yeah,
you got trench foot. In, like with me in college?
No, before
I met you. In your first semester of college ever?
Mm-hmm. I worked at a car wash.
You got trench foot from that?
In Virginia, yeah. Because
what, you're not going home and like changing your socks out?
No. What had happened was I worked an 8-hour shift. The start of the 8-hour shift, my feet got completely soaked. So I worked that entire day with wet feet. And I didn't know like that would be like a huge issue. But it's also cold out. And so when I got back, my foot was like bloated with like...
Car wash water.
And then it started peeling.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I had really bad problems with peeling feet. I never went to see anybody about it, though. I would just kind of like...
So how do you know you had trench foot?
Oh, I was just guessing.
You and Wyatt Shears have something in common.
That's crazy that he got trench foot.
Yeah.
I thought I just did that.
Maybe it wasn't trench foot. Maybe it was trench mouth. I genuinely do forget. Trench mouth? Trench mouth.
What's that?
It's when... It's like what people would get when they were in the trenches and like couldn't brush their teeth for a while. I honestly don't remember. I know he had something with his mouth, and I think I just made up the trench foot thing. So, like, you just revealed something that you
should... Yeah, thanks.
You for didn't no have reason. To. I think he got trench mouth. I think he, like, just didn't brush while on tour. I think that's what it is.
That's the most putrid thing I've ever heard.
Okay, well, it's real, and it happened. And it's someone else's
experience. He's so raw for that.
Can you talk about your makeup look today? Like, what inspired?
Oh, my face? Okay, so I kind of was going for, like... a mime. I don't know if you could tell, but yeah. And then I did my little heart because it's like Amanda Bynes. She has a little heart tattoo like right next to her eye.
Beautiful.
Right on her like upper cheek. So
it looks exactly like hers.
Thank you. Thanks. I drew it myself. What about you? Who are you inspired by?
Well, like, I, like, wanted to go for, like, a slutty mime look, and, like,
I kept
looking at, like, different photos of slutty mimes, and, like, they were like, in, like...
all your mimes were in, like, just the sluttiest little outfits, and they had, like, their big boobs, like, just on display, and you were like, oh, like, something's missing. The whole time you were doing your makeup, you were like, something's missing, and I'm like, I'll tell you right now, it's the cleavage.
I know. And, like... sorry, I just ate, like, a really big piece of, like, my lipstick.
And yummy.
It was kind of good.
I didn't hate it.
Thank you, Rihanna. Fenty.
Fenty. I always see, like, Fenty stuff smells good, so I feel like it also tastes good.
It just kind of reminded me, like, you have communion wafers in your church? Okay, so growing up.
We had matzah, like... you know matzah?
You guys aren't even Jewish.
I know, but that's what they used. Unleavened bread.
Okay, well, we had the good stuff. We had communion wafers. Mm. I ate that shit up. Honestly, I keep getting tagged in those videos of people, like, making, like, communion wafer nachos.
Mm.
And
yummy.
I would eat them completely just raw dog. Like, raw dog the communion wafers. I want to buy a whole bag of them. But basically, like... your family from Poland would, like, send you communion wafers in the mail, like, in an envelope. Mm-hmm. And they would be, like sheets of it. And then I would, like, beg to
break it off.
No, not break it off.
Just like, give me a bar. give me a bar of that.
When it was around Christmas time, I would, like, beg my mom and be like, please buy, like, a whole pack from the church. And she would, like, let me eat them. And then when I was gluten-free, when I was told that I had to be gluten-free for many years. Oh,
you did tell me this.
Long story short, because I never, like, even talked about it. To make a long-ass story short, I basically got scammed by a chiropractor. Whoa, Never heard before. Whoa.
You mean they weren't cracking your back?
They were cracking my back.
Were they blowing it out?
They were blowing my back out.
No. Then you weren't scammed.
Yeah, that's true.
You got what you paid for.
I got a good time. basically, it's very complicated and it's a long story and I don't want to dive too much into it. Basically, if you knew me in my past life, pre-mime life.
Like PM.
PM. Mm-hmm. If you knew me PM, then you might know that
this is AM. Like,
this is AM. After mime. PM, I was gluten-free, soy-free, egg-free, and what's the other thing? Milk-free. I was all those things mm-hmm. because I was told, because I did a test, I sent my poop off to Texas, and then they tested it.
Elon Musk was like, mm-hmm.
Elon Musk then personally came to the chiropractor's office and told me, and he was like, you're so allergic to all these things, like, it's literally off the fucking chart. He didn't say allergic, he said sensitive. You're so sensitive to these things, it's off the charts. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, you're like 108 for gluten. Wow. I'm not even joking. And so then the chiropractor was like, what do we do, Elon Musk? And Elon Musk was like, the only solution is to like crack her back and hips and neck every single week.
And blow it out.
And also give her like supplements and tell her that like her adrenal glands are like fucked up and that something's wrong with like the left side of her brain.
Basically just gaslight you for like a while.
Yes. And basically told me that if I were to ever eat gluten again, even though I have been eating it my whole 13 years of living, that I'm gonna blow up and not in like a back shots kind of way. Like, they're gonna take me out back and shoot me dead.
No, mm-hmm. They're gonna blow you up like Jeff Wittick.
That's what they said. Oh my.
Call back.
Oh, Jeff Wittick said that I'm gonna blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we didn't blow Jeff Wittick up.
It's and been if really that hard happens, to see him
to do with us.
On The Bachelor recently. Like, Jeff Wittick.
He's actually on The Bachelor?
No, it's the H3 Bachelor.
Oh my god.
It's just been.
Oh my god. I fell right into the trap.
Yeah.
I really did.
It's just been really difficult to see him on there. Like, seeing someone who, like, meant so much to you and said, like, you know, some really kind words in your DMs, and then just to find out that it meant nothing at all to him because he's going and telling other women out there.
Did he tell other women that he's gonna blow them up too?
Well, I don't know. I think he's gonna start saying, you're gonna blow up soon. He just keeps saying that.
That's actually so terrifying. He's literally a criminal.
If you guys didn't know, I think episode 2, Jeff Wittick DM'd me, told me that I was gonna blow up soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's really fucking scary. I don't know why he would say that.
He hasn't blown up yet.
But I was taking it like in a flirting way. Like,
I love the attention.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was taking it in that way. And then, I don't know, he just keeps telling all these women, like, oh, you're coming to Hollywood, like, to tell them that they're, like, you know, in, like, they're in the top 5. You know what I mean?
Oh.
And it's just weird because he, like, I thought that was our thing. I thought that was our thing.
That's hard.
I don't mean to,
No, that's really tough.
Backtrack. I wanted to say I got scammed by this chiropractor and everything. Oh, yeah. And he was like a neurologist too. I don't fucking know. It's stupid. Anyway, so I was not
You're
eating
lashing
all these
out.
Foods. Me right now.
Yeah, and it's scary. Stop! Put down the weapon! No! Oh my god, you literally became a mime, so you can be like, I keep that thing on me.
Why did I bring up my allergies?
Because
I was saying that's the first person I'm gonna pull my mime gun out on.
Yeah, that's the first person you're gonna shoot. No, I forget why.
Doesn't matter. But just know that I got scammed and none of it was true, because then they took a little chunk out of my tummy when I got a colonoscopy and an endoscopy, and then the two rods touched in the middle. They kissed.
I've had two rods touch in the middle. It's scary.
Inside of you?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I had it and it wasn't that
and
scary.
And it's a longer way to go for me.
What do you mean?
Wait, okay, guess what food I'm eating as a mime?
You're gonna get fucking canceled because you put your fucking mouth sounds up to that mic.
Go, yo, you need to guess, go. Do you want me to do it again?
Wawa sub. Wawa sub.
No.
Cucumber. Try again.
Why did you guess Wawa sub twice? Wawa sub. Wawa sub.
I don't know, maybe you changed your mind. Cucumber.
No.
Wait, keep doing it. Okay. Dick!
Yeah, Drake! I'm sorry, I mean hot dog.
These are in my notes.
Go ahead.
My makeup, and then the next one is I'm in your walls.
Oh. Do those correlate?
I don't know why I said I'm in your walls, and now I'm like really upset because I wish I remembered. I'm in your walls.
Is it a... Okay. This might not have anything to do with it, but I wanted to talk about your 21 Pilots phase.
No!
Is that what it's about?
I'm in your walls.
Do they say anything like that? I'm in your walls. I'm in your endometrian walls.
Endometrial
walls. Literally me as a sperm. I was like, I'm in your walls.
I did have a dream about 21 Pilots again last night. I am re-entering.
Which one?
Which
one of the 21 Pilots did you have a dream about?
All 21 of them.
Oh my god, giving you back shots?
I was deep in a 21 Pilots phase in high school.
And you, like, are right now, again. That it's was like really, the cool it's getting fucking scary. Thing
to do. Oh, and I remember, you know what makes me livid? What makes me really... It doesn't actually make me livid at all. Like, I don't even know why I said that. I stand by this to this day. The 2016 tour of 21 Pilots, maybe it was 2017. I think it was 2016, maybe it was 2017, but it was one of the two. They came to Allentown, Pennsylvania.
They came where?
Don't worry about it. They came on tour. They went on tour.
Okay, they went on tour.
To this day, it's probably like one of the best concerts I've ever been to. It was really funny.
You're lying.
Tyler Joseph like showed up Houdini style, like really close to me and everything in the middle of the show. It was like really fucking
Where
cool.
Were you?
Don't worry about it.
In the stadium.
Oh, like in the rafters. In the
in the walls.
Oh, that's what I meant.
That's why I was in the walls.
I'm in the walls. And
Which one's married to Debbie?
Josh Dunn. He was so beautiful.
Josh Dunn.
He's always shirtless, at least back
Their
then
house
he was.
Is nice.
Their house is very nice.
Yeah.
He's always shirtless when he's playing the drums. And I like watched him and I was like, that is a beautiful fucking man. But anyway.
That's how I felt about Alex G's guitarist when I saw Alex G that one time unwillingly.
Oh, I saw Alex
sorry,
G
the unwillingly second time I
too.
Saw, the second time I saw Alex G unwillingly, sorry.
The second time I saw Alex G unwillingly was when I...
you were like, he's a cute dog.
I hit the curb while parking and I think he walked by with his dog. But I can't tell if that's just God. A man with a beard and long hair or...
Have you seen him again?
No.
It's because he's on tour.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
But, no, truly, like, they were a great concert. Like, they...
I believe you.
They, and I loved being a little 21 Pilot head. Like, that meant so much to me.
Is that what they're called?
Oh, no, I don't know. Oh, no, they're called clickies. Like, I'm a clicky.
I don't like that.
Okay, well, you're not part of it, so you're not
I'm not a clicky.
Once a clicky, always a clicky. and I was so... upset. I don't know why I keep saying I was upset. I wasn't upset at all, actually. Like, I actually have no emotion
towards
this. So
you're upset because it was the best concert you've ever been to.
No, I had to buy my own $30 tickets. Me
That's
and Kaylee
so
went.
Annoying.
And guess who got to go for free and had a whole box? Like, a whole box in
Let
the stadium.
Let me name drop a bunch of people.
The mayor's daughter.
Oh, shit.
I know. And she took, like, my friends with me. And I, like, didn't get
I'm
to
sorry,
invite.
Did you ever actually get to see her house?
I walked past the front of it.
Oh, okay.
But don't make it sound weird. Didn't I explain the story
on
there,
that's,
right?
I just couldn't remember if you had said that you saw her house or not.
I did. I did see her eventually.
But you didn't go in it.
No, I've never... We weren't like that. Like, we weren't like that.
You were like, I'll walk by the front of your house, but I'm not going in there.
I wasn't fucking cool enough to even get in her, like, private box seating.
You... As I'm just saying, daughter. Like, she has everything and it's really annoying.
Well, yeah, it made me sick.
She gets everything she wants.
How fucking dare you, a fake clicky, and I don't even get to sit in the private box seating to be closer to Josh fucking Dunn?
You should have been the mayor's daughter.
I know, I should have been the mayor's daughter. Why did I get the father that I got? Fuck.
That's so unfair.
Fuck.
So unfair.
I do have some bad news, though.
What?
The mayor that, like, the mayor that I am talking about, he is in jail.
Oh, so maybe it's good that you...
It probably is good that I'm not.
Not you exposing the mayor's daughter's
It's
mayor,
all over the news.
Dad.
He literally got put in jail because of, like, what's that word called? Embezzlement.
Can I tell you something that when I was in middle school, people told me not to talk about?
Yes, please.
Oh my god, this is actually crazy. Okay, so the town that I lived in, there was a leader of, I'm trying to be like as vague about this as possible, but a leader of a religious group.
A cult?
No, like like just like a regular religion, like a church. We'll say church.
Okay.
Like the pastor of the church, and it's not a pastor of a church, but the pastor of the church hired a hitman to go and kill his wife.
Oh wait, isn't this what the pizza thing is and about?
It was the lady who owned Classic Cakes.
Yes, Classic Cakes. Yes. Yeah. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, isn't that crazy? Did she die?
Somebody told me not to talk about that when I was younger. Like that I shouldn't be like saying.
Did she get killed?
Yes, I think worked. I think that she was actually killed.
Oh, Jesus, that's I know. So sad.
The owner of Classic Cakes, and she, and then like that, the Classic Cakes by my house burned down.
Yeah, I remember like there was twice. Something to do with fire. Yeah. I'm sensing that there's something to do with fire.
But that was like before we were born, I think.
What's here happening? Something with fire before I was born?
my Classic Cakes lady was killed in the fire.
Something about a hitman.
No, yeah, but he went to jail.
Can I tell you something that I was told in, like, elementary school that I was told not to tell anyone?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, there was this girl, and I've been to her house, and she has a very nice house. And I remember her telling me, like, we were young. I'm talking about, like, first grade, second grade, like, very, okay. very young. And she told me, she's like, yeah, well, my family's poor. Which, now, looking retrospectively, that was not true. That was not true.
Oh, it's like, Oliver. In Saltburn.
Yeah. She pulled an Oliver on me, even though I went to her house. And, like, she was not poor.
Were you Jacob Elordi in this case?
I think what actually happened is, what now, like, that I am an adult, I think what actually happened was that her parents said to her, like, we need to save money or something, mm-hmm. or the recession was going on. Or, like, they're like...
My parents said that.
No, you can't, like, have... Yeah, you live in a fucking beautiful house. And, like...
No, my dad built that house, like, the inside of it.
Yeah, that's even more so. Another...
Like, by hand. Like himself. But go ahead.
And, like...
Or not like, to, like... Not... I'm not trying to, like, you know, beat the privilege allegations.
You can... You... Believe me, you're not beating the privilege.
I know.
You went to a school that had a mime club. You're not beating the privilege allegations. And... I think probably what happened, like, she probably asked for something as a kid or something, and her mom's like, no, like, we're saving money, like, we're poor, mm. or something like that. She ran with it, told everyone at school, I'm poor, or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened, because now looking back, they were very well off. Yes. And I, as a first snake. Or second grader, obviously just being, like, fucking dumb and stupid, and I would never do this again, but there was a kid in my class who said in class one day, he's like, I'm poor. And I was like, don't worry. And because my mom would never dare utter the words, we're poor, even though she was, like, a struggling mother of, like, a single mother. And I said, don't worry. Let's call her Jasmine. Jasmine said that her and her family are poor, too. So don't worry. And I said that. And
honestly, it worked. You were just trying to bring him closer to, like, people who know his story.
Jesus.
You fucked up your lipstick. Bad? No, it doesn't. You'll be okay. I mean, there's a little bit of white
on your lip. It fucking itches.
I know. And now you know the struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you thought it was easy. Everybody... Nicole was talking such big game when she was about to put her makeup on. She was like, she's gonna be like, you're gonna be so embarrassed when I do better than you.
Let me tell you the story now about how I called someone poor. Anyway, so then this girl comes up to me in class and she goes, did you tell Brian that my family's poor? And I'm like, well, yeah, I thought you said that you guys are poor. And she's like, you don't tell people that, like, other people are poor.
What's wrong with being poor?
Right. I was like, oh, so now there's, like, class hierarchy.
Yeah,
oh,
because you were just using the fact that you were poor to get sympathy from me. So what's going on? Like, do you want it or not?
But I felt genuinely
rude. Live your truth, babe.
I felt terrible. I was like, oh, fuck. I'm like, I'm sorry. And I probably cried about it or something and, like, made it about me.
Good.
Anyway, then, like, you know, we still were friends. She found out I didn't have a dad. And I was like, shh. Don't tell, like, this is, like, really fucking
She's like, perfect, I'm gonna get this bitch back for calling
me poor.
She
told that same fucking kid, Brian, that I don't have a dad. This poor kid who, like, actually did struggle.
Everyone's trauma dumping on him.
Onto Brian.
Other people's trauma.
Literally. And so then, Brian comes up to me at the end of class, and he's like, hey, Jasmine told me that you don't have a dad. I just want to let you know, like, me neither. And I'm like, Jasmine, fuck you. Why the fuck did you tell Brian that I don't have a dad? And she's like, well, you told him that my family's poor. And I was like, oh, touche. Okay, you're you like, got
you
that.
You got me there.
You got that.
Yeah,
you got that.
You ate with that girl. that's great. Honestly, it's good that you didn't get angry after that. You were just like, I would just be like, yep, I accept defeat.
This was genuinely probably did hold a severe grudge and, like, probably was, like, livid about it or whatever. Because it was the time when I was, like, sensitive about that. And I was like, oh, I wish I had a father. Like, I thought that it was like, I thought in movies, like when the girls were like sad that they didn't have a dad, like if their dad left or something, like in a movie or whatever, I like try to replicate that, even though that's not technically how I felt. Like, I was very happy that like my abusive father like left, and then it was just my mom and I was like, woo, girl's house. Like, I loved it. But then like I occasionally pretended like if my mom was like, clean your room, and I was like, I don't have a dad. And I would like pull that out of my ass.
Good for you.
When in all actuality, like it, I really was happy that he was not there.
I think it's good to own up to like your manipulation that you like did to others.
I think like the mime is making me have like truth serum.
Oh my god, that's kind of beautiful.
Thank you.
So are you the type of person that holds a grudge?
Me?
Now?
Yeah. No, I'm getting better.
Really?
Well, actually, no, I don't. I'm trying to think of the... I was going to say...
So what's the truth?
I was going to say, no one's really wronged me recently. Which is true. Like, I don't feel wronged by a lot of people. Because, like, I think the people in my life don't really wrong me. But if you have wronged me, just know that I remember. And I think about
so,
it
like,
every
night. So, I don't hold a grudge, but, like, if you wrong me, like, I hold a grudge.
Which is the definition of holding a grudge.
Yeah.
So...
I'm not... I don't think I'm the type of person to hold a grudge.
That's good. I've been told my whole life that I hold grudges. Like, my whole fucking life. Like, that was one of my biggest issues.
And then, I was literally lying. Babe, I make diss tracks.
Do you want to reveal your current one?
Yeah. It's just funny, because I'm literally sitting in front of the person that I held a grudge over for, like, 3 weeks.
Me?
Yeah, about the yogurt, and then I wrote a diss track. And you didn't that's even clock it. I literally said, no, I'm really not. I'm not the type of person.
That's because when you tell me something, I believe you.
You do?
You do? Yeah, but you weren't actually genuinely upset about the yogurt thing.
Was the diss track not clear? No, I wasn't. Obviously not.
Can you give a precursor?
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, I haven't even started yet. This is the cover art.
You use AI again?
Yeah, this
is that Mia Goth?
No, that's just an AI man.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jake. I use AI, bitch. Okay, I don't use AI for any other fucking thing, but I'll use AI to make my cover art. Okay, because I don't have money and I don't have art skills and I don't have a photographer.
That's Mia Goth.
This song is called "Give Me My Money," and. I guess
I heard a snippet and then I cut it off once I was like,
really?
You have to premiere this. Like, okay. Literally, I heard like a few seconds of it.
Okay, well, it's because I sent it to Nicole and I was like, do you think I get in trouble for putting this on? But I think what I'm gonna do is, first of all, how far are we into this?
27 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is not far enough. No, I'm just kidding. I think, like, I'll give you the genius breakdown and everything.
Okay.
After I play it.
Okay.
One thing I want to say is that this is alleged. All of this took place in Minecraft.
Okay, good.
And half of it took place in Roblox, honestly.
You're learning from the greats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm covering my ass. Yeah.
Yeah, because no one's going to listen 27 minutes in. Who's going to be listening at 27 minutes in?
I don't care. And like, well, I'm dropping it on Spotify.
I can't do it with my left hand. I don't have very good dexterity in my left hand. So, like, when I try to do it with my left hand, it doesn't really work out. Wait, you told me yesterday that you don't want to talk about it.
Well, I'll
You've
talk,
changed?
I'll talk very allegedly about it. I'll talk allegedly about the allegations that are alleged.
Okay. Sorry, I have a really fucking long hair that's stuck in my upper lip, and it's, like, really bothering me.
Okay, well, while you do that...
Oh, my God! God, I'm ugly.
I'm sorry, did you think that being a mime was, like, some beauty contest?
Could be.
Yeah, this is, like, the most itchy. You took out your nose ring.
I've been out for a few weeks.
And there's still, like, a little hole.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna do about that? Put another one in there?
No.
Who are you? Are you starting your clean girl aesthetic?
Starting your clean girl aesthetic?
Yeah, are you? You're starting your mime clean girl aesthetic?
That's my new fucking thing. French mime girl clean girl aesthetic. No, I took my nose ring out because when I was sick, I was blowing my nose out. Blowing my nose so much that, like, the hole kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Because I was, like, tugging at the nose ring. And it hurt so bad. And then I just, like, left it out. And I kind of just, like washing my face without it. I wow. like how it feels.
Good for you.
And I just have liked it. I've had my nose ring in since I was like 14 years old. So like I was like, let me have my fucking French mime girl, clean girl aesthetic. Damn.
I was just asking. I wasn't judging you.
No, yeah. Now, class, before I give another dissertation,
get it?
Let me say one thing.
Give me your fucking money!
Give me my money. I'm not sorry. I have no pity. You picked the petty prince. Time to level the suit. Oh, I dropped this. The fucks I gave. You're probably thinking that you got me put in the grave. Your mama should have whooped the ass and made you behave. Now that I'm on this track, bitch, you'll never be seen. It's pretty apparent you bitches need parents. You can call me mama because you made me a Karen. Oh, about that little project, I can never be Karen. Because you could be in court for them wages not sharing. It's fine, really, okay. If that check was gonna bounce, I could have given a day. It's fine, really, so slay. You really got it twisted fucking with this game. Now don't tell me you don't got it. Cough it up, bitch, pay. Verse 2, I know you're surprised. Not me too, I could tell you live. Hashtag me too, the whole group of guys. With those musty ass teeth and that dry ass mouth, no one's fucking you on the casting couch. I fear. Watching your third downfall and we're all like, cheers. You should really start a tally of the times you had your pallies double crossed, only left with a few. Unprofessionalism, no intellectualism. You should get a baptism for your immoralism. And you should probably get lobotomized too. What, too far?
Oh my god.
Yeah, no. Then pay up.
Wow, thank Jacob, you. Jacob.
Thank you.
Jacob. I'm just like picturing being this person who this is about. Because I know them. I know. Oh, you know
the tea.
Oh, just so everyone knows, I know who this is. And guess what, guys? It's not about me for once.
Yeah, I know.
I don't owe Jake money. I paid him.
When I told Nicole, I was like, I have a diss track coming. Nicole really was, like, scared.
You
were thinking back to every moment that we've had together.
And I heard like, that what? It's called Give Me My Money, and I'm like, fuck, I thought I paid you. Fuck. I'm like, did you Nicole get my PayPal? Me, she's like,
did you get my PayPal? And I was like, no, send it again. It didn't come through.
He does that every month when I pay him.
It's like that guy who's like, I wired you the money. I don't know what you want. Like, I wired it to you.
That's crazy. If I was that person, I would cry. I would cry really fucking hard.
She should be crying.
Okay. Oh my god. Pronouns are given out. Oh, fuck me.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a girl. Well, I actually think she goes by she, they pronouns.
Oh my god, even more specific.
And not to be like one of those people, but you can never get anybody who we knew's pronouns correct when they went by them pronouns. Oh. So like, go ahead, go off, girl, or person.
Give the story.
Okay, so like basically, allegedly, I was allegedly a part of an alleged Minecraft alleged project.
A Minecraft, what's it called? A server.
Server, yeah, I was allegedly a part of a Minecraft server. An alleged Minecraft server.
I was in the SMP.
Where the person who allegedly created the Minecraft server was promising to pay us to pay everybody who was a part of the server like, you know, working on the server.
It was like a 12-week server
project. Yeah, it was a 12-week server project where we were like building one of those cool houses in like a biome or whatever the fuck. And everyone, basically, this person like allegedly like hit someone on our team with their sword. But not their sword. More like their lips. and, you know, like, assaulted multiple people in Minecraft.
But it wasn't hitting.
It wasn't hitting. It was like the worse, the more traumatic, less deadly kind of assaulting.
Okay.
And essentially everybody was like, I'm not working on this server anymore, but we were getting paid backlogged. So like we got paid for working on the server for like 2 weeks
prior.
Like, yes. Like, so it would be like, we would work the 2 weeks and then we would get paid for the week, like that week, whatever. And so when everybody dropped, they basically said that they will not be paying us for the server.
Even though
we had already put in the time.
And even though everyone dropped because the leader of the server
was assaulting people with their weapon.
Hit someone with their sword.
With their sword.
But it wasn't hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so everyone was like, we don't like you because quite literally you're hurting our friends.
You're hurting our friends and like a terrible person.
Right.
So we're leaving.
And we're getting our mods.
Moderator,
where are you?
Yeah. And the moderators...
Didn't do anything,
so we all left.
And now
they're threatening not to pay us.
Right.
So that's why it's called Give Me My Money. So give me my fucking money.
Give me my fucking money!
Yeah, so that'll drop on Spotify.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's so beautiful.
Thanks. I like making diss tracks. It's fun. It's just like, I need like the moment to like strike me.
Yeah, you just need the anger.
I do need the like it's like a nice creative outlet instead of like.
Feel free to use the mini keyboard I got whenever you want.
Oh, the mini keyboard.
Okay.
Yeah, Nicole sends me a picture. She's like, actually, she didn't say anything. She just sent a picture of a MIDI keyboard, and she was like, and I was like, oh, she's about to cook.
I got it for fucking free.
Because
to make a long ass story short. I have a friend in a Minecraft server. No, I'm just kidding. I have
an alleged Minecraft server.
Our friend G, Kitten Milk, has her own salon now, so go check it out. It's in Philadelphia in Center City, and you can check out at Kitten Milk on Instagram, and like you can book with her like for her salon and stuff. She cuts hair and she's awesome. But basically she has so many connections because she literally cuts every single fucking person in Philadelphia's hair, like literally. And basically she was able to get a lot of furniture from a set.
So did she end up taking a lot of it then?
I didn't see
the aftermath.
She took a good amount of a furniture that she got from someone that she knows that works on movie sets and like show sets.
Is it cute furniture? Is it like pink?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I'm surprised.
It's like a huge warehouse of literally props. It's a prop house.
Okay.
And it's crazy big. And like I didn't even know it existed. And I drove because like I have a bigger car. And we show up. I have to show you this photo, and you have to like insert this into the thing.
Yeah, text it to me.
I'm like walking around this whole warehouse with like looking for furniture and whatever. Like we're there for a while and I find a MIDI keyboard, which I'm so fucking excited about. Like they're literally like, we have TVs if you want to take them. We have MIDI keyboards. I snatch the MIDI keyboard up and then I look over and there is a whole pile of burned fake dead bodies and like literally just like a whole pile of dead bodies that are fake.
Oh, like fake?
Yes.
Okay. And I was like, oh my god, what did you stumble upon?
In the midst of it is a bedazzled USA hat.
Did you take it?
No, I wanted to.
Who took it?
No one took it, but...
You didn't take the dead bodies bedazzled... Oh my god, it's cute.
I know, isn't that cute?
It's like Jean.
I know.
Jealous.
It's so Lana Del Rey core.
Yeah.
Fuck. I didn't take it.
The dead bodies look burnt to a crisp.
Because they were burnt dead bodies.
Damn.
But anyway,
That's was crazy.
But anyway, go check out Kitten Milk Studios
because yeah.
She has her own salon.
I hear she's booking up, so
she's booking
get in
up.
There.
Say Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
Oh my god, tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Oh my fucking god.
Why?
I'm just so excited. Like, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. No, I have no idea. What are you excited about?
GIF.
Playing water polo with Brad and Adam this weekend.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be in your little tidy whiteies.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear underwear, just white underwear.
If you play water polo in New York City, just be on the lookout because Thatcher might be scratching you with his toenails this weekend in the pool.
And I'll be slinging rocks.
Oh Jesus fucking Christ!
Catch me slinging rocks.
Did we explain that
this weekend? No, I'm about to.
Okay,
go ahead.
Adam.
If you want to, you really don't have to.
It's funny. It's so funny. I just didn't remember if I told it last time. He's going to kill me for telling this. Adam, my boyfriend, has this a bad habit. It's very endearing.
It is really endearing. It's cute.
When we first started dating, I didn't have the heart to tell him this, but like when we would text each other goodnight, he would text me and say, rest easy. And I didn't have the heart to tell him, rest easy literally like is something that you say when someone dies.
Yeah.
Like, you don't say rest easy to say goodnight.
I literally said to him, I was like, and do you just, like, take your fingers and close both of her eyes? Like, rest easy? Like, oh my god.
And so, that was one of the first things that he said. Like, I'm sure there's many, many more, but last week, he tells me, he's like, oh my god, I did so good in water polo, babe. Like, you wouldn't fucking believe it. I did so good in water polo. Like, I scored a goal, like, and I was fighting these people off. Like, I was slaying that rock. And I go, what the fuck did you just say? And he goes, I don't know. And I'm like, do you know what that means, what you just said? And he's like, I don't think that I said it correctly. Like, slinging a rock literally means to sell crack. And in his head, he's like, that means I did water polo well.
Really well. Like, I threw the ball hard.
I slung rock. That is the most insane. And, like, anyway.
Me, personally, that night, I think I was, slinging cock.
I was slinging cock on Minecraft server.
While your boyfriend was slinging rock. Yeah.
The duality of man.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
He also said I'm in a group chat because Adam, Brad, and I are really good friends. And he said that he called Brad a sly dog. And he said it like this. Oh, Brad, you sly dog. And then he sent, like, that, like,
in reference
that
to him staying
face.
Over at a girl's house.
Yeah.
He's yeah. like, oh, I'm not going to be home. Like, don't make dinner for me tonight, baby. Like, like telling Adam, oh, no, boo, don't worry about making me dinner.
Don't worry about,
like, I'm staying
we'll
at a girl's
spaghetti
house
another
tonight.
Night.
Yeah.
And then Adam goes, oh,
you
Brad,
sly dog.
Sly dog. Yeah, I love his vernacular. It's so fun.
I posted a picture of Adam and I this weekend, and someone called us the F slur.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that?
I just wanted you to...
What was the F slur?
Oh, I'm not going to say it.
Wait, the actual F slur? You're not
yeah.
kidding?
Yeah, I'm serious.
They called both of you that, or just Adam?
I don't know, it was just...
Was it Brad?
It wasn't Brad.
Who was it?
I don't know.
Why didn't you screenshot it and send it to me?
I definitely screenshot it. Well, I'm not going to send you that. Like, what if that's a triggering word to you and you don't want to see that? Like, imagine if I...
No, I like it when other people
fine,
are
let
called.
Me show
I'm
you.
Just kidding.
Let me show you me getting called the F slur with my boyfriend.
Why? Why would they call you that? They wouldn't call you that.
Well...
They would call you a... Wait, who is it? Oh, honestly, go off. They ate
I
with that.
I think it's a burner.
They ate with that, though.
I quite literally told you what it said, but you being able to read quite literally
it's so
it
funny, though. No, because it's nothing else. Like, it's literally just the F-slur, hard T. hard T, and then, like, and it's just a picture of you two, like, at the beach or something. That's so funny to me.
My love
That's
laugh at that.
That's crazy.
Cancel. So not funny. It's really not fucking funny.
No, that's actually hilarious.
Can I tell you about my...
Don't do that, though. Don't call Nicole the F-slur. It's not right. It's not correct, and it's mean.
You're like, but it is funny.
But it is funny. That was funny. No, don't do that. I don't condone. And if I see that shit, you're getting fucked. If
you
I see that shit, you're getting fucked.
I don't like how you pronounce it. You get fucked.
I love saying... But like that, and I love saying meh, like meh, man, meh, fuck me. Anyway, go ahead.
Trigger warning if you don't like miscarriages. I don't know if any.
How did that take such a turn? What are you gonna talk about?
I don't think anyone.
honestly, trigger warning that you should. People need to give trigger warnings for trigger warnings, because, like, oh my god, you, like, literally just straight up. Trigger warning if you don't like miscarriages.
If you don't like, skip a few minutes ahead.
Okay.
I know, I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm crying because this is really funny. But it's not saying that miscarriages are funny, it's just...
Shame.
Fuck. I don't want my
You'll never beat
run.
The abortion allegations.
Oh, fuck.
The pro-choice allegations.
Obviously, I don't know if this is obvious, I have, like, a massive fucking fear of pregnancy. Like, it's an OCD common theme for me. Like, it's very bad. Anyway, it's getting better.
Is that why you feel joy at miscarriages?
No. I know dreams are not interesting to talk about. Nobody fucking cares about your dreams. But I
but
do
you
have
already
to say,
talked about one dream on this
did
on
I?
This episode, yeah.
What was
you
it?
Dreamed of 21 pilots.
Oh,
and
I did.
All 21 of them gave you
back
shots.
Yeah, how the fuck did I dream about 21 Pilots and a miscarriage last night.
Really? All in one night?
Yeah.
See,
and there was more.
That's the duality of woman.
I know.
That's crazy.
That's like literally like a peaceful slumber to me. I was like, oh, that was not like that bad of a nightmare. Like normally, like my dreams are much more traumatic than that.
There.
I had a nightmare that I had a miscarriage, and like bleeding everywhere, and I feel bad if people really don't want to hear this, but like I had a miscarriage, and I pick it up. And it's not a baby.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those things, do you remember those things that you would, it's like, put me in water and watch me grow, like little dinosaurs.
You miscarried a fucking, like, what are those called?
Like a
capsule.
Like, grow a boyfriend or
yeah,
like whatever.
You miscarried that?
Yeah, not the sponge little capsule one. I'm talking about the ones that were, like, squishy. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I'm holding it, and it was like a penguin. It was like a squishy penguin. And I, like, so badly wanted to bite into it. I had to sit with that all day today.
Oh my God.
I know.
You edited a whole video thinking about that.
I know.
It's gonna show through in the video.
I called my mom this morning.
Something's off.
And like it wasn't that traumatic because it like wasn't a real baby and it was like, you know,
a penguin.
The squishy penguin ones. Like you know the ones I'm talking about. Like if you leave it in water too long, they get really fucking plump and like weird because they keep sucking up the water. Okay. Kids don't do that nowadays.
Kids
don't have those growable, like miscarriage little penguins anymore.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm talking about
That's
though, right?
Such a crazy
Can you insert
statement.
A photo? Can you insert a photo of like
miscarried?
No, not a miscarriage. Of the photo of like the
no of a miscarried penguin.
No.
And
anyway, my mom like called me this morning and like I wanted her to, you know, I
console you.
I like it. My mom and I talk every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I like being able to like, you know, if I don't tell my mom that I had, like, a nightmare or something, then she's gonna be mean to me for the rest of the day. But if I tell her I had a nightmare and I had, like, a really rough start to my day, then she'll be more likely to be nice to me.
Okay.
So she's like...
This is so odd.
She's like, you know, how'd you sleep? I was like, oh, really bad nightmare. She's like, what about? I'm like, oh, just really bad. Like, you don't want to hear about it. I had no intentions of telling her. And she's like, about what? And I was like, well, if I'm being honest... It was about a miscarriage. She's like, Nicole, I'm so sorry that you're going through this. I didn't have the heart to tell her that it was
that
not
was a
to
penguin.
A baby. It was to a penguin.
That's like such fucking, like, I don't understand how your mind works. Like, that is so scary.
Believe me, it did not deter my mom from being mean to me. Because she, I told her, I called her at like noon and I was like, Mom, I did like X, Y, and Z today. I did all these things. Like, I have a video almost done. Went to the post office, went to the gym, went to the grocery store. Like, I did all these things. She's like, that's nice, but you could do better. So it didn't like stop her from being mean to me. Like,
and you still, when we got into makeup, FaceTimed her to show her that we look like this.
I love her.
Like, I feel like if I did that, my parents would be so disappointed.
My mom and I have a relationship like Lady Bird. Like, literally, like, one second.
That's not good.
It's like that. It's just that I can bounce back faster than Lady Bird
can. Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite movies.
I don't get my feelings hurt as much. Back in high school, my feelings were hurt.
Yeah.
My mom also would not give me the silent treatment for, like, more than 1 hour. Because...
Yeah, that woman did it for days.
Yeah, she didn't. My mom
to the
never.
Point where she was going. Oh my God, like heartbreaking.
My mom
scene.
Never does that. I did hate when I got the silent treatment though, and I was like, "That is very sinister and evil. You cannot do that to me anymore."
Now, me as like as an what am I?
A mime.
An ex.
Convict.
No. Extrovert. As an extrovert, like, don't give me the silent treatment.
You got extroverted.
I am.
You got extroverted?
Yeah, it happened at the same time as my circumcision.
Fuck! Mm-hmm,
I was extroverted. They extroverted me.
Damn.
They. A non-binary person extroverted me.
As an extroverted person, what?
Don't give me the silent treatment.
Oh.
My horny ass could never give the silent treatment. My horny ass could never be a mime.
We need everyone who's listening to this podcast right now to go,
I thought you were, like, Avengers assembling right now, like...
Practically.
We need everyone.
Practically.
Okay.
To go harass Olipop.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! I didn't know if you were gonna bring this up.
Avengers assemble.
Avengers fucking assemble. Bitches, get on it.
We need everyone.
Oh, I was gonna say, my fans are called my squirts.
Yours?
Mm-hmm. My squirts. I was gonna say that back when you were like fucking up with the 21 Pilots fan base.
Oh, clickies?
Clickies. My fans are called the squirts.
I don't have anything for mine. Like some
they're not the nasty heads.
Okay, you always fucking say nasty heads. If anything, it's nasties, but it's not nasty heads.
No, they're your cherubs. You call them your cherubs and all your stuff.
Nasty little fucking cherubs. We need
everyone. Oh my god, they're your nasty head. You give nasty head.
No, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. That's my audience, and a lot of them are young.
No, they don't give nasty head. You do. Go ahead. Go ahead, you nasty little head. Oh, suck his nasty little head.
Jesus fucking Christ. Someone take away his logic. Throw away from him.
I thought you were talking about logic, like the artist. Someone take away his logic. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Avengers Assemble, bitches.
Olipop, the probiotic soda, is doing this crazy thing, and they want two besties to go and scavenge the world. It's more like 5 cities in 5 days to promote Olipop. They want 2 best friends. Would we or would we not be the best people for that? There's like a whole article about it. You should like put in the link to like the thing. If you want us to have fun. If you
want us to have fun.
If you care about mental health. If you care about the mental health of 2 young people.
Mimes.
Ooh, we could do it in mimes!
What do you mean
we could do it in mime?
Do what in mime?
Just, like, promote the Olipop.
Have an Olipop. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I meant, like, when we get, like, casted for them, but we could
do everything in mime?
Yeah, we could.
God damn, that's gonna be hard.
It could be fun.
We're supposed to be, like, it's, you know it's, like, a job?
Yeah, but they would want us more. Isn't this the perfect pitch?
This is such a good pitch. Look. You're honestly eating.
We'll do whatever the fuck you want. We'll dress up as mimes. Alright, I'm not doing all that.
No, mimes aren't supposed to make noise. I'm sorry.
That felt weird. Okay. Felt like it crossed the...
I know, I'm getting experimental with it.
If you want us to work with Olipop, if you want us to be able to run around the country for 5 days or whatever the hell they want us to do, and work with them, and to be a little bestie duo that is promoting Olipop...
Tell them.
You should blow up their social media.
Yeah, media. We should post a picture then.
Of what?
Us. Eating, drinking Olipop.
Yeah, we should. In mime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god, wait, why not? Do we have any? Yeah, we do. We always have Olipop in the fridge.
Yes, we love do.
Olipop.
I have so much.
I saw you almost go, no. I was like, yes, we do. We always keep that. We keep that thing on us.
I keep it strapped.
I have an Olipop. Is that an Olipop in your pants? Or are you just happy to see me?
I'm slinging that Olipop.
That's good. Yeah. Olipop.
Anyway.
I would really love that. We should absolutely.
If you're a man who does music and is a musician, like with a band or solo work.
Oh, okay. Here I am.
Don't ever DM me asking for anything ever again. Do not. DM me ever again.
Girl,
no Insta DMs, no Twitter DMs, no TikTok DMs, nothing. I don't want to hear it. I don't give a fuck that your song is blowing up on BookTok. Do not fucking DM me and ask me to promote your song for compensation. Do not ask me, because if I go on google.com and I search your name and I find out that you are a sexual predator within the first like 5 seconds of me looking you up, I wasn't going to promote your fuck-ass song in the first place. But the fact that this has happened not only once, but twice. The hitting up, like bad men hitting me up, that's, like for, like, musicians, that's happened more than once, like, to promote their music. But sexual predators? Why does every sexual predator feel like they have, like, a virtuoso, like, bone in their body? Why does every man...
I'm just like, to go on record, I'm not a sexual predator.
No, not you. I'm not looking at you.
But I'll stop DMing you.
Yeah, please stop sending me shit.
I will.
Stop sending me that stuff that's like, which calico critter do you think your boyfriend is?
I never sent you that.
Yeah, me and Adam send those to each other all day long. It's like, which kind of creature do you think your girlfriend would be?
Which one?
I'm always the one that's like farting. Like they have like the little ones.
That's cute.
Yeah. I like the little hamster meme that's going around right now.
Yeah.
Toot.
That's how I feel.
Toot.
What?
You haven't seen the one where it toots?
No. Put it up here.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm going to have to go look for it. Damn it.
Earlier today, I was watching a TikTok of this girl who was on, I guess it's a financial podcast, like a finance podcast. And she was talking about how she's in credit card debt.
God, girl, been there.
She, you?
I have.
Yeah, but for school.
Oh, no, I haven't been there.
What?
I'm just in loan debt for school.
Yeah, you're in loan debt, but not credit card debt.
Well, I've been in credit card debt.
What did you buy?
What did I buy?
Yeah.
A lot of things, but I pay it off now,
Are you in a lot of debt?
Not anymore.
Oh. Were you in a lot of debt?
No.
Oh.
Only, like, $3,000. That's not a lot.
Yeah, but, like, what was it?
Well, I was just buying, like, things in life, like food and stuff.
Like fun trinkets.
Like fun trinkets and toys. No, but, so when I first got my credit card, I was buying and then I would pay it directly off, like, uh-huh. The whole balance.
Yeah.
And then I went to go do a show in Milton, Delaware.
Okay, yeah.
And I was starving there and I did not get my check until I was done with the show. So it was like about like a 4-week process.
Yeah.
So I wasn't paid until then. So, and then I just did not pay that off. Like, with, like, the money that I made. Uh-huh. So, it just kept accumulating.
Got it.
But now, I'm all good.
Okay, good. Yeah. Basically,
I've been all good for, like, a while, though.
At least you didn't do what this girl did, which was her parents did not explain to her how a credit card works.
Oh.
So, when she says that in this, she did not understand what it meant to have a credit card and what it meant to have credit card debt versus credit card limit. She did not, like, understand the difference. Basically, and credit. Mm-hmm. She didn't understand what credit was.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason I got a credit card, was to improve my credit.
Right.
So I could, like, get an apartment and
right,
stuff.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And she basically was just, every single time that they were going out to eat, like, with friends or something, like, she would put her card down and be like, I got it, guys. Like, don't worry about it. Like, I'll pay.
But then wouldn't, like,
ask for money. Like, just pay for it.
That's tough.
And then they hit $4,000. And, like, tell their mom, like, Mom, I'm, like, $4,000 in credit. Isn't that incredible? She's, like, credit card debt or credit.
Oh, man.
And she's, like, I don't know the difference. She was $4,000 in credit card debt because she did not understand that money she has to pay off. She thought that was going towards her credit.
Yeah, that's weird. That doesn't make any sense. Somebody should have explained that to her.
I was getting so, like, upset while watching it because I, like some of the comments were, like, girl math. And I was, like, that's not girl math. That's, like,
literally financial ruin. I will say $4,000, not, like, you shouldn't be that in debt, but, like, it's manageable. There are people who are, like, $20,000 in credit card debt.
Or more. I know.
Or more. Right.
I know.
And, like, the bad thing is when people go and they hit their credit limit on something, like, on a card. Like, I have 2 credit cards. Mm-hmm. I've never hit the credit limit on either. They will always raise your credit limit if they see that you are in debt because they want you to spend more. If you always keep your, this is how I got my credit pretty good, is you always pay it off full, in full, and you always stay below 30% of your credit limit.
I have something evil to say.
Go ahead.
I don't have a credit card.
Well,
I have no credit.
Maybe you don't need one.
I'd have no credit.
Well, you have an apartment that you rent.
One day, I am going to leave, and one day, I'm going to want to buy something.
Well, then maybe get a credit card.
There's a burglary really nearby. We should go look it up. Like
we
check it
look
out.
Like the fucking burglars. Like, oh my God. Yeah. I'm like... We literally do, though. We look like fucking Sims. If we didn't have this makeup on, we look like the burglar Sims.
Oh, shit. No, we should go look at it. Like, see what's happening.
What? Are you serious?
I hate that citizen, whenever something bad is happening, like, it'll literally be, like, 7 people hit by a car. Or, like, woman outside with a gun. Or, like, massive fire.
They, and then, they saw you out there?
Well, citizen will always send you a notification, be like, we need you. Go, like, go live.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they do!
Really?
I'm telling you right now, the burglary, they're gonna
take a picture of the both of us and post it and be like, this is them.
gonna be like,
please,
the community needs you, I'm on it.
No, go live right now, please. I'm actually begging you, please.
Should I?
Yes, please.
I don't want people in this area to know, like, to...
No, I should think it'd be so fucking should funny. I? Yeah, should you should put it over there.
Fuck. Okay, fuck. No!
What happened?
We notified 1,530.
That's us. We're the burglars. Wait,
what? One reaction received. What was it? Wait, I think that video might stay.
I don't care.
Wait, I think that video cares, might stay up.
We could just be like, we were confused.
Wait,
we
I thought think we, that video we might we
were,
stay up.
We will just be like, we thought we were confused.
Oh my god, there was one angry reaction.
I thought we were going into the, sorry.
I cracked all my teeth inside my mouth.
No, I thought we were going into the live, like to watch it. That's what we thought. I was like, oh, we're
that's
we're,
our alibi.
That's our alibi. If anybody,
holy fuck, that gave me more anxiety. Like literally, like we post to more people on here. That does not stress me out. The thought of the thought of my neighborhood knowing that I have posted.
Okay.
I what time is really it? Cruel fucking things on the subreddit saying that I don't shower.
Well, I saw that too, and in their defense, you are always in here.
Yeah, you're right.
What else? What else did you have? I need to look at my...
Oh, that there's a big pile of white powder outside of my gym for like the last 2 weeks, and that... And
did you try some?
No, and no one's believing me. And no one's believing me. It's a huge...
That is Coke?
I don't know if it's Coke. Mm. It's just a huge... There's sachets of it and packets.
Sachets.
And it's just been out there for such a long time that, like, you would think that if it was anything of use, like, it would be gone by now. Unfortunately, there were two, like, orange caps next to it.
What does that mean?
Like, two...
Someone had
like
sunny
needle caps.
Oh. I thought you meant like bottle caps.
No.
Two Fanta caps next to it.
My god.
Okay, well, let me just say one thing. As I said, my fan base is called the Squirts. So if you do see me in public, which somebody did see us in public.
Yeah, someone DM'd me saying that they saw you
and I was like,
in public.
Where? But we literally, all we did that day that they sent us that was go get sushi. That must have been where they saw us.
Maybe.
Or like walking, or I'm sorry, or taking the public transportation and the flight and the jet and the and the bus and the boat that we took to get to sushi.
Bus, club, another club.
Oh yeah, so if you see us in public, you come up and be like, Jake, I'm your biggest squirt. Oh, did you want to do a card really fast?
Yeah, let's do a card.
What does my future look like?
Why? Because I'm psychic.
I'm psychic too. Do you know how much shit I've predicted on this show?
You?
Mm-hmm.
What have you predicted?
Your bum hip.
Oh, fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck off.
Sean Evans' downfall.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. You did.
There's shit. Another thing that I predicted. Go ahead.
What does your future look like? How soon?
I don't care. Just tell me. Oh, psychic one.
I have just, like, this really, like, when I'm sitting here and, like, I sit across from you and, like, knowing you for so long. Sorry. For, like, as long as I've known you. Sorry, I had to burp. And I was, like, getting emotional. For, like, as long as I've known you. Like, I feel like I've known you. My arm is completely drenched. For as long as I've known you, I just see, like, the passionate, like, hardworking person that you are and, like, your craft and, like, everything that you're doing.
Are you about to say something shitty? Like, something funny?
I feel like I understand you more than, like, most people do. And I know that you don't always, like, you know, can't see your future, like, as much as maybe I can, but, I really can see you going home right after this.
Oh, okay. Okay, same. So I'll answer the question for you.
Mm.
I see a darkness.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It's all the makeup you're going to have to take off.
It's white. My makeup's white.
Yeah, but you have a lot of, like, the darkness underneath that makeup. Really, that's going to also come off. That's it.
Damn, our future's looking dark.
Dark.
And you're going home.
Papa. Papa.
Bye. Bye. Have a good one.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
See ya. Ciao. I don't know what they say.
See you later. Bye.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Later. Papa.